know of a story we'll be covering more throughout the day, but Arvest Bank will be taking your donations for relief of Hurricane Harvey today and tomorrow. And we spoke just moments ago with a spokesman for Arvest, Anna Fisher, about those donations.
We have decided at all seven of our branches, so that's all three Bartlesville locations, Dewey, Caney, Nowata, and Bonita, that we are going to try to help as much as we can with the relief efforts for all those affected in Texas. So we are collecting donations from our associates and the community if they'd like to participate, and then Arvest will actually be matching all of those funds and directing them to the American Red Cross designated for the Harvey relief effort.
And if you'd like to help, Fisher says you'll find some little piggy banks in the bank.
We have little piggy banks set up that they can put in cash, change, check, and we can take those donations. And then our associates are having casual for a cause day. So we'll be a little more casual when you come in to see us, but it's all for a good cause and a good way for us to rock our Arvest shirts, but also give back at the same time.
And again, Arvest Bank will be matching those donations made today and tomorrow for Hurricane Harvey relief to the Red Cross. If you'd like to donate directly to the Red Cross through using your cell phone, you can simply text the word Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, to 90999, and that will make your $10 donation by text. And all mixed in with all that going on, we had already scheduled in our time this morning with Jim Stanton as we get around for Run for Relief. And Jim, I don't remember the number, other than this has been going on for a long time, to benefit the local Red Cross effort, because you're there whenever disaster strikes.
And that's true, Charlie. I'd like to thank Arvest for the gracious giving for Houston and Harvey. It really overshadows the thought that we're going to have this big run. This year will be the 15th annual Run for Relief. It's going to be September the 9th. It's going to be at the Red Cross chapter office. We're going to have our fun run. We're going to kick off at 7:30. We're going to have that 5K at 8 o'clock.
And that's, again, it's been going on now for 15 years, and it seems as though people do come out. We have a very giving community in Washington, Nowata County area, wants to support the efforts of the Red Cross, because I think we lose sight of the fact we see the mission going on when disaster strikes in major ways, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, that sort of thing. And we sometimes lose sight of the fact that when there's a fire at, I don't care, my house, that the Red Cross is there along with the firefighters. And that's a personal tragedy if I had a fire at my house. And it's the same sort of disaster, just on a much smaller scale.
And that's true, Charlie. Our chapter this year, we've basically given counseling, financial assistance with tornadoes in Elk City, flooding in Arkansas. Nothing on the level of Houston, but all of these disasters are huge to the individuals that they happen to, and things can happen in an instance.
They can. And the local chapter has so many great volunteers that are trained and continually update their training and their skills, so that when disaster happens, the Red Cross is there.
And that's true. I brought one of our disaster assistance teams person, Wes Mosier, today.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of things he might want to add, and then we can talk about all those sponsors that we got this year.
Sure. And again, I believe the local Red Cross ERV, that was a at the time Phillips Petroleum Company, now ConocoPhillips, donation to the Red Cross a number of years ago, and I believe it was deployed south a few days ago.
And that's true. That ERV was purchased by ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and part of the proceeds for the Run for Relief.
Yeah. And so it's just one big piece of evidence that we have a giving community and that supports the Red Cross.
It is nice to see the tangible object and say, hey, that's what the money did.
And just like Chili to the Rescue, when you see the number of people lined up for just lunch, that they're willing to come out and give some help.
Yeah, and that's true. This year we have more sponsorship than we have ever had.
That's tremendous.
I think we've touched probably 50 companies this year. Can I name some of those sponsors?
Well, yeah, let's break it up in about, four groups of about 12 or 13 so that we can get them all in over the course
we'll
of the program.
As quickly as Jim can tell you. I'm going to go with the gold sponsors.
Let's do that.
The gold this year would be Phillips 66, DSR, the Bartlesville Regional United Way, ABB, Cherokee Nation Casino Ramona, CVR Energy. All six of those are gold sponsors.
Okay.
That is a record.
That's great.
So the silver sponsors is going to be First Investment Corporation, Primary Care Associates, RCB Bank, Walmart, Truity Bank, Arvest Bank. Arvest is giving again.
Yep.
Tota Communications and Career Employment Service.
Only several local employers, and it's nice to see businesses in the community stepping up. I mean, the businesses are all made up of individuals, and it's those individuals that work for those businesses that make the decision and ultimately provide the funds. But it's nice to see those business names up there.
And we're excited this year. The Run the Streets group is going to be back, and they generally have close to about 100 participants.
Yep.
What they are out to do is achieve healthier lifestyles, mm-hmm. and it can make a huge difference in a person's future.
Those are exactly the same people that, assuming that they are of donor age, that you want to line up for a blood mobile too.
And that's true. That's true. But we're real excited, Charlie. Our run offers probably the best door prizes that you're going to find. Generally, we have at least $500 worth of certificates that mm-hmm. we give. We also offer some unique medals for the top three male-female finishers in 16 age groups. And then we give a very handsome trophy to the overall male-female winner.
And that is a neat trophy. I've seen it presented over the years, and I'm sure it's a local trophy provider, and it's nice that businesses like them step up and, again, support the Red Cross.
And that's very true. That's very true.
Well, let's get your other person in here for a moment. Again, welcome Wes Mosier. Wes, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Disaster team volunteer, those are people that are like gold, the Red Cross, because number one, you've gone through all the different training items from, again, basic disaster relief to CPR to running a command center and all those other things that are so important when disaster strikes.
Yes, absolutely. First, thank you for having me, and good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to be here. And once again, thanks to Arvest for their continued help. The volunteer corps base that we have in Bartlesville is unbelievable. We have about 50 members just in the Bartlesville area, and many of those are very committed to the various types of programs that the Red Cross has.
And have been committed, if I start naming names, I'll leave somebody else, so I won't, but
yes.
but have been committed to the mission of the Red Cross for decades.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have volunteers who've been there for 30 years.
And it's funny, and I know some of the individuals that are ready and willing, and probably you've got a bag packed any time, ready to go.
Oh,
but
yes.
I read quite often it's the same names of those individuals that are ready to go, whether it was Katrina, whether it was would-be Harvey, whether it's some of the other things that have been going on over the past 20 or 30 years, that those are the people that are putting their hand up and say, send me.
Absolutely. But the Red Cross, we have so many different outlets for people, and some of people have, you know, found their niche in that traveling. They have the time and the ability to be on call mm-hmm. for any time, 24 hours a day. For when something like this happens, they have their bags packed and they're on the airplane ready to go. And when most people think of the Red Cross, obviously these larger events, natural disasters, is what they think about. That or the blood drives, mm-hmm. The educational programs that we do with CPR and that sort of thing.
And the other fourth wing of the Red Cross mission, of course, service to military.
Absolutely, yes. Service to military is very, very important to us. We reach out to the armed services, and we always help them communicate with their loved ones back home. And when something like Harvey happens, If an active member of the armed forces has a friend or family member back home, the Red Cross works with them to let them know that they're okay. It's called our Safe and Well program. But in terms of numbers of what the Red Cross does mainly on a day-to-day basis is local responses. And so we have members of our team here in Bartlesville who, you know, respond more to the natural disasters. They're ready to go. They, you know, can serve two weeks or more.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have a team who, because of employment restrictions, are kind of focused here in the area. But they're ready 24 hours a day to respond to local events.
And you are out there. I have seen, you know, when people come in from a fire, the family frequently, if they have nowhere else to go, the Red Cross is there with either a certificate to, you know, house them in a local hotel for food, for clothing, whatever their needs are if they walk out of their home with only what they wore out of the door.
That's absolutely true. The very first concern that we have is the client's well-being. They've gone through something that most people have never experienced before, and they, you know, educating them on what the next step is a big part of that. But our immediate concern is making sure that they have a place to stay, that they have food, shoes, and clothing for the next few days as they start to get back on some semblance of a normal life.
And again, if there's no family in the area to go to, then the Red Cross is there for that support that would be the family, again, to, whether it's housing or just a hand to hold and say it's going to be okay, we'll get through this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Comfort and just some type of temporary relief during this moment of distress is a big part of what we do.
And then you're there alongside the firefighters. If they're out on a grass fire or something like that, you're there supporting that mission as well.
Yes, sir. Part of our mission is to support the first responders. And so when they need us on a large-scale event such as a grass fire, we show up with our emergency response vehicles, and we have, depending on the situation, we usually bring Gatorade and water, snacks. If they're going to be there for a while, we'll go get pizza, which they appreciate. If it's a cold night, you know, in the middle of December, we always show up with plenty of coffee. And that it may be a little weak coffee, but trust me, that it's appreciated. So showing up,
it's hot and wet.
Care,
that's important.
That's right. But yeah, showing up and making sure that they're okay to do their job is a part of our mission. And to be honest with you, when Jim asked me to come on this morning, you know, some people have been asking me why I volunteer for the American Red Cross. And when I reflect on that, it goes back to just one narrative, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's fine.
It was actually the very first time that I went on a local disaster response. I was a new volunteer. I personally joined the Red Cross after the Moore tornadoes in May of 2013. And I was sent out with kind of a crack team, Charles and Becky,
mm-hmm.
To just observe what happened. And the fire had taken place out in a rural location in Nowata County. And when we showed up at the scene, the house was completely engulfed in flames. We found the homeowner, and she had gotten there just right before us. She wasn't home when the fire started, but she was incredibly upset, almost in shock. And obviously from the situation that she was in, but all of the fear and the anger and the sadness, at least at that moment for her, seemed to be projected upon her lost dog. She lived alone in that house with two yellow labs, and one of them had escaped and was fine. The other dog, we had no idea where it was. Because the fire was still you know, engulfing the house, no one had been inside. So we didn't know for sure if the dog had hidden under a bed or a closet, which happens too often, or if the dog had gotten out and ran off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredibly weird because, I mean, this is my first time doing this, but I could sense this collective spirit among the first responders, the firemen that were there, and us, the Red Cross, of we have to find this dog,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because everything that's going on to this lady, she seems to be more concerned about, you know, projecting everything onto the loss of this dog.
Sure.
And it was interesting because you'd watch the firefighters, and as they go to get more equipment out of the truck, they'd be whistling, you know. So we met with the homeowner, and we were able to give her assistance. We'd find her a place to stay for the night. give her some financial assistance for clothes and food and that sort of thing. And like many people, she had never experienced this before, so she didn't know what to do. And the next step would be contact your insurance company. And she didn't feel that she was in the right state to actually talk to her insurance agent. So Charles, who was there, he got out his phone, found her local agent, and was talking to him about what she had experienced. We had the canteen set up for the firemen and first responders, so Becky and I and a few of the firemen who were taking a break decided, let's just go walk around. Let's just go see if we can find this lady's dog. And her property, which was on a couple of acres, actually adjoined a ranch of several dozens of acres, and there was no fencing to divide it. So we had walked a little while and had just about given up when we saw a barn. And for whatever reason, we just kind of decided, we'll peek on the other side of this barn, and then we're going to go back. We have to, you know, make sure the firemen had to get back to what they were doing, putting out the fire. Anyway, we peek across, and sure enough, there he is. He had been singed pretty bad. His hair, you know, was missing in places, and he was very, very scared. We didn't know how badly hurt he was. So we approached him, and keeping with, you know, we distribute snacks to the first responders, Becky, who was there, had a Slim Jim in her pocket. And so we approached the dog, and he was very timid, very, very scared. But when he smelled the Slim Jim and was offered that,
makes you a much better friend, real quick.
Absolutely, it absolutely cheered him up, and he stood up, you know, kind of shook his tail a little bit, and followed us. He followed us around the barn, and we started walking up. And as we're walking back to where the homeowner was, it was almost like something out of a movie, because the homeowner, she was, you know, still very, very upset. She looks up and sees the dog. The dog looks up and sees her, and they run to each other. And when she got the dog, the anguish that she'd been feeling, the despair that she'd been feeling, it seemed to just wash away. She was so happy that that we had found her dog. And that stuck with me. And it's not that we could replace her house. We couldn't make it go away. We couldn't undo the damage that the fire had done. But in undoubtedly one of the worst days of her life, we were able to bring her temporary relief. Yeah. We were able to bring her a moment of happiness.
And while the stuff that she lost was important stuff, no doubt about it.
Yes.
But it all became personified by that yellow lab.
Yes.
We're going to take a break and continue telling you about the Red Cross and reminding you how you can get signed up for the Run for Relief coming up in just a bit.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning, Jim Stanton and Wes Mosier this morning. It is the Nahuatl, Washington and Osage County Red Cross chapter Run for Relief coming up next month. Jim, I know you got a lot of sponsors, and we need to recognize those. So let's get more of those names out here.
I just want to thank Wes for coming and sharing that great story.
And for the people involved for doing what they do.
Definitely. Yeah. That's why we have this run. Some more of the sponsors we have this year, the bronze sponsors, Denali Vapor, the Osage Nation Foundation, Jamie Archer Bennett, Musselman Abstract, Robinette King, Attorneys at Law, Barbara Hopper, Keller Williams, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville Podiatry, Hughes Cattle Company, Tim and Sheet Metal, Poindexter Liquor, Cliff's Design, Schlumberger, Brian Little, Haley and Kent, Gorman Construction. That's about half of the bronze sponsors.
Wow. How does somebody get involved? I mean, I'm sure that you would welcome the morning of, but you also would prefer that people sign up in advance, right?
Oh, definitely. Yes, sir. We'll have pre-registration at the Red Cross office. It'll start next Tuesday. It'll be from 12 o'clock to 4, and we'll do it Tuesday through Friday. If you prefer, you can just go online. We have a website. It's www.r4rinfo.com, or you could just go to signmeup.com/120688.
I'm going to send people 601 South Jennings, because that's much easier to remember than either one of those
Correct.
Websites.
You're just not going to remember that.
And besides that, you get to see the Red Cross and meet the people.
And that's true.
Yeah. Run for Relief, again, it is a 15th annual event. And, Jim, I'm going to extend this another couple of minutes. Well, we need to recognize more of those sponsors.
Well, let's do that, Charlie. And I do appreciate every one of these people. Mackinac Construction, Glenn Security, Blue Ribbon Drilling, Hughes Lumber, Randy Bloom at Edward Jones, Waste Connection, Osage Landfill, REP, Bartnett, Danielle Weaver, State Farm, Kyler Construction, Todd Cohn, Attorney at Law, Holtz Electric, Archambault Financial Advisors, and I think we got them all.
Okay. Again, it is the Run for Relief, and you can start signing up next Tuesday.
And that's correct. We're ready to get you signed up, and it's hopefully going to continue this great weather pattern that we're having, and it'll be a great day.
It will be. And again, if you'd like to donate to the local chapter of the Red Cross, you can mail your check to 601 South Jennings. If you want it to specifically go for local disaster relief, mark that on the memo line of your check. If you want it to go for Harvey, mark it that way as well. Otherwise, it will go to the general needs of the Red Cross.
And that is true. They definitely need help in Houston, but the NOW chapter, we need to have funds to help people too.
Absolutely. And it is a great mission, something that we've supported for decades in Washington County. That's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Again, Run for Relief, the 15th annual, coming up next month. We'll tell you more about that as we get a little bit closer to it. Community Connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church.
At Quick Lane at Dungeness Ford, we're ready to serve, especially when it comes to getting the right tire price.